The Eye of the Law. Rules and Laws. Wherever we live, laws and rules will be part of our lives. They are necessary to help keep things working smoothly in countries, communities, homes, and schools, every place where there are people. Laws and rules help us to know what is right and wrong, and how to behave fairly towards other people. They help make sure that everyone is treated equally and that people stay safe. They are made to be obeyed. Laws and rules can change, though, and new ones are always being made. When leaders change, and as communities grow and change, laws may change too. However, we still have some laws today that were first made in ancient times. Members of Parliament assembled in the House of Commons where new laws are debated. Ancient Laws. Babylonian Laws. Nearly 4,000 years ago, King Hammurabi of Babylon collected and wrote down laws. The laws were written on the stone tablet and placed where everyone could see them. The stone tablet was about 7.5 feet high, and there were nearly 300 laws altogether. These laws do not make much sense to people living today, but they did make sense to the people who lived in King Hammurabi's time. Some ancient Babylonian laws. If he puts out the eye of a freed man or breaks the bone of a freed man, he shall pay 1 gold piece. If a man rents a boat to a sailor, and the sailor is careless, and the boat is wrecked and sinks, the sailor shall give the owner of the boat a new boat. If anyone breaks a hole into a house, he shall be put to death before that hole and be buried. Hammurabi receiving the law from the sun god. King Hammurabi, writer of laws. Roman laws. In early Roman days, there were two main groups of people. There were the wealthy people who had land, money, and power, and there were those who didn't. The wealthy people followed unwritten laws that protected only themselves. These laws upset the not-so-wealthy citizens, and they fought for more equal treatment. So, new laws were made for everyone. These laws were written on bronze tablets, and, like King Hammurabi's laws, they were placed where everyone could see them. Imagine if this law existed today. A debt has to be paid off within 30 days. If it is not, then the debtor may be brought into court by the creditor. If the debtor does not satisfy the judgment, the creditor may take him and put him in chains for 60 days. After that, if the debt is still not paid, the debtor can be sold abroad as a slave or put to death. A Roman tablet. Laws were written on tablets that were similar to this, but bronze. Ancient Chinese laws. In December 1975, some Qin bamboo texts were excavated from a tomb in Yunmeng County, Hubei Province. These texts contained many rules of the 3rd century BC in China about how people were supposed to live and behave. There were harsh punishments for people who didn't keep to these rules. If someone used government money for themselves, for example, this was the same as stealing. The person would have to do forced labor and could also be punished by having their face tattooed. There were many other ancient laws in the texts. Some of these were hunting of chicks and other young wild animals and cutting of trees are not allowed in spring. Physical abuse is strictly forbidden when questioning a suspect. A price shall be stated clearly when selling something. The Qin bamboo texts are on show in a museum. Modern laws. Like the people who lived in ancient times, people today have many laws they must obey. People should know the laws of the country they live in. Today, laws aren't written on stone tablets like they were thousands of years ago. Instead, they are written in books and kept in law libraries. Laws of many countries can also be found on the internet. In ancient days, setting the laws in stone meant that they could not be changed. Today, however, laws can be changed. Some laws may become outdated and need revising. At the same time, new laws are created to better protect the public. In ancient days, rulers were always held above the law. Today, in many countries, every person is subject to the law, including people who are lawmakers, law enforcement officials, and judges. Today, people can easily look up laws on the internet. Different countries, different laws. Each country has its own laws, but the laws of a country are the same for everyone who lives there. Many countries will have a law about the same thing, but how it is written and how people are punished might be different. In some countries, people might have to pay a fine if they are caught littering. In others, the punishment might be far more severe, such as jail time or even physical punishment. In most countries, there is a law that says children must go to school, but the age for starting school is not the same the world over. In most countries, there are laws about driving cars. Yet how fast drivers can go and what side of the road they must drive on are not the same in every country. Littering the streets, a crime in some countries. World laws. Countries sometimes work together to make a common law to protect land, water, and animals. Antarctica is a unique land. It doesn't belong to any one country, but different countries of the world work together to set laws to govern and protect it. Some rules for Antarctica. Do not capture or bother any native mammals or birds. Do not harm the habitat of any native mammals or birds. Do not bring in any animal or plant that is not originally from Antarctica. Do not leave any kind of pollution behind. Each person should follow the laws of their own country while they are in Antarctica. Some countries work together to make laws about the waters that surround them. They have made laws to try to stop pollution. They have made laws about the amount of fish that can be caught and how and where people are allowed to explore the ocean. Antarctica, a unique land with unique laws. Breaking laws. People who break laws are usually punished in some way, and the punishment depends on both the law that was broken and where the lawbreaker lives. It could be that the person who broke the law has to pay some money as a fine. It could mean the person has to work for a number of hours in the community, or it could even mean going to prison. The lawbreaker might be caught and punished, but other people can be affected too. This is especially true if anyone is harmed in any way or dies. These people are victims. There are no winners when people break laws. Laws make it clear which actions are crimes, and they help to protect us from people who break them. When laws are broken, there are consequences. Strange and silly laws. Even though a law must be obeyed, some laws are so strange or old that it would be difficult to enforce them. Some are so silly that we should not have them. Whatever the reason, many silly laws still exist today. There must have been a reason for these laws a long time ago. But now they are not needed. But why did they exist back then? Strange laws. In Alaska, live moose cannot be pushed out of a moving plane. In Arizona, donkeys are not allowed to sleep in bathtubs. In Connecticut, no walking backward after sunset. In Alabama, you may not have an ice cream cone in your back pocket at any time. In Arizona, it is illegal for donkeys to sleep in bathtubs. Rules. Rules are similar to laws. They help us to live and work together. They show us the right way to treat others and take care of ourselves. Like laws, rules can vary too. One school might have a rule that says, all students must wear a uniform, while other schools don't require any kind of uniform. Rules are really important. Imagine what it would be like if there were no rules for sports. Sports would not exist because no one would know what to do. Most homes have rules. These can be spoken out loud or written. Some can be unspoken rules, which everyone understands. In schools, there are many people together, and not everyone has the same opinion about ways of behaving. Schools need to have rules so that everyone knows how to behave. Rules make it clear what people can and can't do. Rules at school help children learn. Rules at a swimming pool help keep everyone safe. Right and wrong. There are many things we know that are right, even if there were no rules for them. We know it is right to be kind to other people and to animals, and to take care of our environment. We also know that some things are wrong. It is wrong to hurt or bully other people, to steal, or to damage property. Sometimes, though, it can be tough to know exactly what is right or wrong, because people can have different opinions about the same thing. However, imagine if there were no rules, and people could do anything they wanted. What would it be like to live in a country like that, or go to a school with no rules? It is wrong to damage property. Laws and rules are necessary for the good of all people. They let everyone know what they can and can't do. Laws and rules also make it easier for people to live close together without arguing. For example, in many places, laws state that people must be treated equally, no matter who they are or what they believe. Making a law like this means everyone has to follow it. It just makes life fair and equal for everyone. It is our duty to know and understand the laws and rules that apply to us. If we break these rules and laws, then there will be consequences. It is against the law to exceed the speed limit. Index. Ancient Chinese. Antarctica. Babylon. Bronze Tablets. Common Law. Countries. Crime. Crimes. Fine. Government. King Hammurabi. Lawbreaker. Lawbreakers. Law libraries. littering, prison, punishment, punishments, school, schools, stone tablet, stone tablets.